Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Introducing Honda North Rewards. Purchases earn you points, and points save you dollars. Who says customer loyalty doesn't pay? Join for free today. Just one more reason to choose Honda North. WLER. Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our local music show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. We call it The Grassroots Show, and it is here every Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Live on your radio, 97.7, and streaming at 977rocks.com, and archived as well, in case you ever miss a show. You can refer back and listen to it at your own pace, and we welcome you to our pace now. I'm Bob Kupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we're ready to sit down and do some local jamming.
Yeah, and we sure got a jam-packed show again tonight. So
yeah, we do.
A lot going on.
We're
going to
visit with a gentleman named Sean Hartman, who is an up-and-coming artist who has really shaken the ground, I think, in a very short period of time. He and Zachary Rivito will be joining us here tonight. Just happened to catch one of his songs and was like, wow, got to hear more of this. And ironically, it will be Sean's first radio interview, but he's already opened up for some pretty significant people.
Probably going to be the first of many, from what I heard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're anxious to let you hear that here tonight, so we'll visit with Sean coming up. Going back to last week, you had a little get-together called the Heartbreakers Ball, and everybody wore helmets, and I hear it was a head-pounding time.
Actually, they wore Eskimo outfits because it was minus something out. Yeah. But, yeah, kudos to everybody who braved the cold and come out and jammed with us. And it was a great show. I mean, you know, one of my favorite things about putting these shows on is when the opening band comes out and sets the bar so high, and that's exactly what Zone 8 did. I mean, they're just killing it. And, you know, the Climo brothers and be celebrating their 40 years playing together. So we already have them slated to be on here in October. And
cool.
They'll be doing a show at Peter B's to celebrate that. But yeah, it was good to hook back up again, reconnect with Big House Pete and Skell. And both bands have some great, great new music that I got to hear for the first time that night. And it'll be in our hands soon. Good stuff.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Be anxious to hear it. No doubt.
Oh, yeah. So, Can't wait to play it.
Very cool. Also, we have heard of a very interesting story and benefit that is coming up down at Jurgle's Rhythm Grill, a great little facility down in the Cranberry area, Marshall Township, Wexford area, and kind of a neat story. But on Sunday of next weekend, February 28th, they're going to have an afternoon get-together to benefit a family in Nepal, India. Apparently a local traveler was over that way and had just an unbelievable story develop and almost some heartbreak and tragedy connected to it to the people that she met, and she's trying to kind of return a favor.
Yeah, and we might need to try and find her, because from what I understand, she's a Butler County music teacher, so maybe we can even get her on the show and learn more about that or hear something from that angle. I don't think we've had a music teacher on yet, but yeah, she was traveling in Kathmandu, I guess like 15 years ago, and her purse was stolen, and so she's alone, has no money.
Wow.
And this 10-year-old girl basically gives her everything she has, all of her life savings and her money to help her out, help her get home or whatever, but gave her everything she had. And I guess last year when they had that earthquake in Nepal, this young kid and her family lost their home in this. So now she's trying to raise some money to help them out, and it sounds pretty neat. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. True story of payback in the literal sense. So I guess if you go to Jurgle's website, jurgles.com, they have something about this. It's called Sing Sing Give, and it'll be next Sunday afternoon if you'd like to find out more about that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, they got the YOLOs, Sweet Beats, some Irish music from Jimmy Bromley, Melody LaRue, Sam Brooks, and performances by the Sing Sing Sing's talented students. So, yeah. Check it out. And it's an all-ages event, so they're saying bring the family. And it sounds like you really help out with a cool story with this. And we'll have to hunt her down and talk to her about this.
Absolutely. Well, I hope the public out there listening will take the opportunity to find more about that and check it out. Support the cause. Well, we're going to play a tune to kick off the night here from a band called the 4019s. And I guess they're going to be back around in April. But I've got a new song from them that actually, I understand, is included in an upcoming movie release called Within the Dark that was filmed in Clarion and directed by Drew Gabreski, who is a Clarion native, but actually went and studied under some nationally renowned people in the film industry. And so this might be an up-and-coming kind of person. I guess there's a trailer that you can check out at drewgabreski.com. But the movie is called Within the Dark, and it is going to be coming out here, I think, within the next month. But it's pretty cool. Local band, or a band that is locally connected, going to have a track that is included as part of that. That's always neat to hear.
That sounds pretty cool.
So we'll play a song from the 4019s called Two Pillows.
All right, and we're going to follow that up with a song that I want to send out to a dear friend of many who passed away, unfortunately, on February 14th. And there's a connection to this song, a bluegrass connection with Matt Ross, who plays in this band, and Jane Conrad, who's the lady who passed away. And so I kind of want to send it out to her. And you've probably, if you listen to the show, heard us talk about our sponsor, the Troops Ride, for many years now. And we donated to that organization, Sponsor the Troops, and she was the president of that. And just getting to know her through the years and working with her, I can tell you that she was just one of the kindest, most giving, generous people. We knew that by giving our money to her, it was put to exactly what she intended it to be used for, and that was to, you know, aid deployed American troops. And you can just get on her Facebook page and just see the outpouring of love that is being sent her way. And we've always posted videos from troops that had benefited from her kindness, and it's just a testimony to an incredible person. But in honor of their military, I say we do Joe Patrick and Four on the Floor's Small Town Boy, and this goes out to you, Janie.
Sleeping alone, what's the use of calling Boy next door, he never came back home. And next door, he never came back home.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
This is going to be Rainbow. Where's the rainbow? There it is. Okay. All right, this will be segment two of the show, segment one with Sean and Zach. And let's do it. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7, presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, located on Perry Highway, Route 19, down in Wexford. And this segment of our show is brought to you by the Rainbow Inn at 323 2nd Street in Freeport. It's the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials. Stop on by. They're open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m. And don't forget, they do have monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage. And the next open stage coming up in the month of March, which will be, what, the last one? Or do you have one more in April?
No, we'll be doing one more in April as well. So yeah.
March and April.
Two more to go. And we're sorry for the cancellation on the last one, but something came up we had to deal with. So.
All right. Well, and we are here, speaking of musicians, that's what we do on this show. We want to welcome to the show, from the Worthington area, Mr. Sean Hartman joins us. Sean, good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, man. Yeah. I enjoy this.
Yeah, this is
very nice so far.
Cool.
So far, he says.
Yeah,
so
well, hopefully we'll make it a full experience.
See what
for
he
you.
Says at the end of the interview.
And with you is your guitarist, Zachary Rivito, who's actually from Butler here, right, Zach?
Yeah,
good to have you guys here.
Thank you.
Sean, give us a little background. What got you involved in music? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, when I was a kid, I used to listen to a lot of Chevelle and System of a Down and bands like that. And my family was always into country music, so I grew up listening to both at the same time. And so basically, I got married, and the day I got married, I sang a song to my wife, first time I ever sang live, which was in August 16, 2014 is what day that was. Anyway, the day that we got married, I sang her a song live, and you know, there's 100 people there, and it was exciting. It was an excitement for me. And so my buddy Chris, and he said, basically, you should pursue this a little bit more. And so I did. And we started putting videos on the internet and started doing open mics all over the place. And so I went to Nashville a few times. And so, yeah, that's me, you know, I don't know what else to say, man.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, just a moment that struck a chord with you, literally.
Yeah, literally. That's a good one there, yeah.
Yeah.
And my wife, she got mad at me the first couple months. I wrote my first song, Topsoil, and she goes, "Where'd you get the music for that?" And I said, "What do you mean, where'd I get the music for that? Or where'd you get the words for that?" And I was like, "Well, I wrote the song." It was one night I was coming through Worthington there, and I just decided to write a song. And she got on me pretty hard. She told me I didn't write the song. So I proved to her that I did write the song. And then then after that, she started to support me a little bit more.
Yeah.
So,
and is everything cool now? Like, she realizes you wrote the stuff and everything's good, right?
I said, "Well, honey, what if I start meeting famous people?" And she goes, "You're never going to meet anybody famous, Sean. It's not going to happen." And then in September, I played my release show, and somebody was there that knew some promoters. And they said, "We want you to open with Trace Adkins in November." So I was like, "All right, cool." So my wife really, it shut her down pretty good. And now she's 100% supportive, and she comes with me to every show now, and she's with it. She sees that I'm serious now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And obviously she likes what she's hearing, right?
Oh, yeah, she does. And there's songs that she hates, and you can tell.
Yeah.
If I mess up, she'll be there in the crowd. She'll be like, "No." Because she knows it's bad.
As only a wife can do.
Oh, yeah. And she's a talented vocalist as it is, but she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She just refuses to sing for people. And so she knows what sounds good. She can hear it. And if I mess up or if a song sucks, she'll tell me.
So. Now, you said that you had a family that listened to music. Were anybody musically inclined? I mean, did anybody do this kind of thing? Or are you kind of this just was in you and it's coming out now?
I guess it's just me. There's nobody else in the family that likes music. Well, they like music, but they don't play it. And all my family's from West Virginia, and there's a farm. We have a farm down there, and for a long time, the only radio station you could get was a bluegrass station. So I listened to a lot of bluegrass. You know, everybody from, well, not even just bluegrass, but everybody from Buck Owens to Ernest Tubb that came through on the radio waves to the Steel Drivers and Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
And all those guys came through on that same radio station. So when I was a kid, you know, 2010, I was only 20 years old, so I was still hearing the Steel Drivers as they were coming out. So it was, you know, I guess that's where I got it from, I guess.
Okay. Well, you play guitar, self-taught. How did you learn that?
I taught myself how to play guitar. I'm still not a very good guitar player. I only play the chords, but I remember I got a place in Katanning called Sam Goody, or OnCue back at the time, and they had those silver tone guitars. And my first guitar was an Epiphone Les Paul wannabe, and it was $80, and it was awesome. I've got it in my hand, and I was like, I started strumming on it, and I was like, well, how does Brad Paisley do this again? You know what I mean? So I had to teach myself, and I won a talent show with it, so that was cool. But that was the only thing I ever did with it up until I turned 24. So,
yeah. Now, how did you meet up with Zachary here?
That's a good story. So my wife and I just recently moved over to Herman, and we were going to buy a place over here in Butler, and we found a place over in Herman instead, and we're actually renting it. And we moved in. There's a house. I hate being close to neighbors. I like to have my space, but there's a house 30 feet away from my house. I'm not a fan of that, but it's there, and I got to deal with it. And one day, I came back from Tree Lady Studios. We were recording a demo for a song, and I had a guitar in my hand, and he was in the driveway, and he goes, "Well, what's that?" I said, it's a guitar. What's it look like?" And he goes, "Come on." We started talking, and I found out that he actually lives in that house 30 feet away from me. So I had him come over for cards, and I had him play the guitar and whatnot, and I was like, "Man, he's pretty freaking good, man. You can't find good players anymore, and he's a good one." And so I'm just like, would you come and play shows with me? And he's like, "I'll think about it." A couple days later, we started playing, and then we've been playing shows ever since. So that's only been a couple few months, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But you seem like you have a good rapport together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Things are going pretty well. Okay. I piss him off quite a bit. I'm always – I don't go by a set list or nothing. I just kind of – whatever feels good for me. We try to work it. I even threw a bomb on him when I played the last show on Friday. We weren't supposed to play Tennessee Whiskey, but I asked Mr. David Allen Coe if I could play it, and he said it was okay. So I played it, and he doesn't even know that song. He said he got to punch you in the throat.
Spur of the moment, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're, again, speaking with Sean Hartman, and he's here with Zachary Rivito. And, well, let's hear a tune. You're going to do a couple of studio tunes, or a couple tunes in the studio here.
Yeah.
And we're going to hear a couple pre-recorded, and we'll find out more about that. And, yes, he has played with Stars. So we'll have video proof, I'm sure, of your wife being in the crowd with some of these folks. But you're going to play a tune called Guitar Man for us?
Yeah. Guitar Man is a song I was kind of coming up with, a little riff. I sit on a riff for like a month or two until I figured out words for it. And I was just strumming along, and I started saying, man, I really like the way a G chord sounds. So I just put that in the song, and then the whole thing developed right after that. It took me less than 10 minutes to write that song, and I feel that if you write a song and if it takes you any more than 10 minutes, it's a bad song. I feel like a song that'll be able to come out of you. So that song came out, and I like it, and it just kind of tells you the truth, I guess.
It takes me years to write songs. Thanks. I guess my songs are bad.
Well, don't hurt me now.
Well, let's hear what it sounds like. It is Guitar Man, Sean Hartman, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7.
take the stage whenever I can. Pour out my heart and soul for three or four fans. Cause I'm a guitar man. Yeah. I believe there's a hell. You can say I don't know where I'm heading, and only time can tell. You can say that I pray. Lord knows I've sinned. I've spent time in the devil's playground. You can say that I wanna be prepared. When I'm dead and gone and no longer around, you'd say I'm a drinker. Cause I do it a lot. You could say I'm a stoner. Cause I like to smoke pot. You could say when I'm with my worn out body inside. Well, bury me with a fifth of whiskey and a joint when I die. You could say one represents the pain, one the love. You could say I know both of them well, because I felt their buzz. You could say my life's been filled with twists and turns. You could say I've been beat up. You could say I've been burned. You could say every bruise and scar I got, I burned. You could say I'm a drinker, cause I do it a lot. You could say I'm a stoner, because I like to smoke pot. You could say when I'm 6 feet down in that cold, cold box with my worn out body inside. When I
dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Rose's Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town. Steaks, chops, chicken, and pork. Do you want a special cut? Yeah, they'll do that. Whether it's for the grill, broiler, slow cooker, or between two slices of bread. Speaking of bread, Rose's is making fresh bread. Dinner rolls, pepperoni rolls, and sausage rolls. Blueberry and raspberry chocolate scones. Homemade soup to go as well. All at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main, Rose's is high on the hill and right on the price. Open Tuesday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 9 to 4. European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh presents the BMW R1200R, a bike that marks the status quo in terms of aesthetic appeal, dynamic performance, and design. It has a look that perfectly matches the way it rides. The R1200R is a powerful machine that features a design that is compact, tight, and muscular, with 125 horsepower that provides plenty of power. Hit the road today with the BMW R1200R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford. Visit their website at bmwpgh.com.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. Heading into the break, you just heard a recorded cut by Sean Hartman called You Could Say, and You Could Say, we're going to hear that released a little bigger, what, in the next month, is
March
that right?
March 18th is the day, Friday, March 18th.
Okay. So obviously you just recorded that recently?
Yeah, it was actually just mastered last Sunday, finally, and it sounds really good. I'm happy with it. We were talking about this on the way over here. How many times did I have to hear that song? There's mix one, mix two, mix three, and then there was master one, and then finally master two. So there's quite a bit of them, but it's a good song. It tells you a little bit about basically a man that's gone through a lot of hard times in his life, and the chorus talks about how he deals with those problems, I guess.
Okay, very cool. So, now, where did you record it?
I recorded at Tree Lady Studios. The producer on this particular record was Daniel Carbajal. And sorry, Daniel, if I got your name wrong. And Dave Heideck was another producer on it. And then Garrett Haynes was a mastering guy. Garrett's worked with a ton of folks, from everybody from Fall Out Boy to Flyleaf and country people and Chinese music, all kinds of stuff. So he seemed to fit the bill pretty good.
Well-versed, huh?
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned, as we were chatting a bit, that did somebody else actually write that song and
yeah.
you put it together? Tell us that.
My buddy Curtis. I met Curtis at a show up here in PA, and he was over here with my buddy Terry Lee Spencer. He came up and he played a show, and he played that song for them, and the crowd loved it. And I said, "Do you have any plans to record it?" He said, "Well, I kind of did a tape recording of it. I'm not really planning on cutting it. The album that I want to make the song's not going to be on there." So basically, I became good friends with Curtis, and one time I was down there, and we talked about cutting it, and he thinks it was a good idea, and now that it's recorded and he's heard it, he thinks it's a really good idea.
Yeah.
So, but Curtis is a phenomenal songwriter, and I think it shows through on his lyrics, so it does.
Very cool. Well, it was good to hear that. And again, visiting with Sean Hartman here tonight, and you were kind of jokingly mentioned to you toward the end of the first segment that we were chatting that your wife has kind of fallen into the fact that you might have an opportunity to meet famous people, and you had a very good opportunity this past weekend to open up a show for Mr. David Allan Coe.
Yeah, it was. I told my brother, he asked me how it was, and I'll tell you the same thing. Whatever you think David Allan Coe would be, that was him.
The outlaw himself.
Yeah. I walked in the altar bar, man, I tell you what, there he was in the stage. And I was like, holy smokes, right there he is. You know what I mean? I've been listening to him since I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I went up there, and there he was sitting there. And then he asked me, he called me out, and he goes, "How's that sound out there?" And I said, I gave him a thumbs up. I said, "It sounds good."
Yeah, I'm going to tell David Allan Coe it sucks, right?
Yeah. And he goes, "Can you hear the guitar?" And I was like, "Yeah, you can hear it." And then he goes, "Get somebody out there who knows what he's talking about." That's what he said. And I was like, holy smokes. So after he's done sound checking, I said, "Mr. Coe, it's you're truly an inspiration to me. I've been listening to you since I was 8 years old." And he goes, "When was that?" 6 years ago. So he was a personable, humble guy afterwards.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We hung out a little bit and shot the bowl, and he signed my hand, and I got it tattooed and whatnot. And it just, when you meet somebody like that, it just, man, I tell you what, I was nervous.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
it was an interesting experience.
That would be cool. I've followed David Allen Coe myself for a lot of years, and the family has well. So, and I've seen him at a place that now has burnt down, as we chatted before. But that would have been cool. And it was cool to see that, you know, he sold out a show here locally. I mean, you know, he's been followed for a long time, and I'm sure that was a cool experience for you to be able to play that show.
It was tremendous. And then they told me I was playing last right before him. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, holy smokes. You know, the middleman gets all the stuff. And it's 650 people right there. And it was awesome.
Kind of surreal, huh?
It was surreal. You know what I mean? The sound guy, he was a nice guy. Everybody there, the guys from Drusky were great. They put us on the show and gave us a place to sit down and have our stuff. And it was just an all-around good experience. I wanted to be able to do it again every weekend.
That's cool. So. You had East Coast Turnaround on that bill, too.
Yeah. So. Chad Fetty, man, that kid, that guy, he knows what's up.
I think they open up for him every time he comes, it seems like.
Oh, really? Connected to David Allen Coe.
I think they've been on that bill more than a couple of times.
That's cool.
I enjoyed their music.
Cool. Now, when you play out and about, you have Zachary here. Do you guys play together everywhere? Do you have anybody else in the band, or is it just kind of you guys going at it?
Right now, it's just Zach and I.
Yeah.
And Zach always is on me about getting a bassist and a drummer and all that all the time. And I understand where he's coming from. But right now, I think we've got a really good sound together. And when I find a bass player and a drum player, I want to make sure they're going to mesh with us. Mm-hmm. Because he's part of the team now. And I want him to stay along as long as we can. So if he can come in and he thinks this bassist person is good and that drummer person is good, I'll listen to him now.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Because he's freaking awesome.
Zach, give us a little background on how you got involved with playing guitar. I mean, obviously, we just saw an example of the talent.
Thank you. When I was, in sixth grade, I think, I wanted to be a skateboarder, actually. And my dad had bought me. Yeah, right? I'm terrible at it. I really am. But I wanted to do that. And on a rainy day, I had a guitar that was just sitting in the corner. And, you know, I couldn't go out and skate. So I thought, I'll just pick it up, learn a few chords, play a couple songs, and I don't think I put it down for like 6 years. And, you know, ever since the sixth grade, I've just been playing guitar and going in and out of bands and doing stuff like that, and it's just been my favorite thing in the world.
Cool.
So,
And a chance meeting with Sean, and here you are now.
Huh? Yep.
That's pretty cool stuff.
I reckon that's fate.
Yeah.
I think that's what they call that.
Yeah.
So hopefully maybe it'll be destiny. We'll see.
Yeah,
so.
Well, that's cool. I mean, obviously, this is a new collaboration, but it seems to be steamrolling for you a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
We practice twice a week in my basement because my wife kicked me out. That's true. My wife did kick me out of the house, and so we practice in the basement. We were doing it in the dining room, and it sounds better in a dining room. So we're in the basement now next to the furnace, and that kind of puts a damper on things, you know.
That sounds like a song right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Actually, part of it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Wife kicked you out of the house.
Yeah, our old house, our old house, she did kick me out. I had to build a room onto the house so I could play there.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was the truth.
So she just wants to meet the famous people.
She's
right?
really an inspiration to you. I'm really starting to see how much she really adds to the underlying elements of everything.
She keeps me in check. That is 100% the truth, man. I tell you what, you know, without my wife, I'm not quite sure where I'd be. I don't think I'd be doing this. I think I'd be the same person I was whenever I was 21 before I met her and had children. And I really respect her as a woman, and I appreciate her being around. So I call it tough love. She gives me a lot of tough love, so she does.
Keeps you on track.
Exactly.
You need that grounded stuff now and then. So.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. How can people find you, Sean, and where can they catch you playing out? Do you have a Facebook page or some social media?
Well, I've got a website. It's iamseanhartman.com, and I have Facebook. It's facebook.com/iamseanhartman, and Instagram is my biggest thing there, and it has it's just at I am Sean Hartman. Everything's at I am Sean Hartman. It's pretty simple, and it's 12,000 some people on the Instagram. Most of them are 13-year-olds, but hey, if they like the music and they buy it when it comes out, I'm okay with the 13-year-olds, just as long as.
That's why the Grammys focus on that kind of stuff, because those are the people that buy the tunes.
Exactly, right? With their parents' money. So thank you, parents.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I have a whole bunch of social media outlets. I've been working hard on the Facebook thing, and I'm trying. I'm just a one-man band, not literally now, but trying to do it all by myself. I don't have a manager or a publicist or anything. So I sit down. I try to dedicate at least 4 hours a day to music, and I just work on it.
Cool. So, well, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate the opportunity to meet you and hear some of your music here. And,
well, I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I think all the thanks is over here because this is awesome. I've never been on the radio before, and I really appreciate you guys having me here and my buddy Zach over here. Just because this is truly, truly thankful. Thank you very kindly.
Well, like we said, when David Allen Coe is opening for Sean Hartman,
yeah,
with Zachary Revito, why you just make sure you remember
and the
us
bass player and drummer,
yeah, that's right.
yet to be named.
We got to find them. So if you're listening, we're looking for you.
Cool. Hey, you're going to do another song live for us, and then you're going to follow that up with another recorded cut. You mentioned Topsoil. Tell us about these songs.
Well, Topsoil, like I said before, was the first song that was the first song I wrote after I played live for the first time to people. It's just a song about how I grew up. I grew up on a tree farm. Long story short, my dad was a very strict feller when it came to work. He didn't care about really anything else except for work, and he still does. He works way harder than I do. He's up at 5 o'clock in the morning, doesn't go to sleep till midnight, and all he does is work. So he instilled those qualities of life, I guess, if you will, or attributes to me. And so it's basically a story about how I used to make topsoil, so all day long. And a tractor, and it was a cab tractor, so it was awesome because I'd be able to listen to music. It was back in the gangster times where I was listening to a lot of hip hop music, okay. So I put a system in there. So at one time I'd be listening to like Ja Rule and Jennifer Lopez, and then right after that I'd be listening to George Strait and Garth Brooks and all these guys and Merle Haggard, and so it was an interesting experience making the topsoil. So that's what that song's about. And then Loud is basically a song that I sat there in the living room. My wife was mad at me because I was being so damn loud. And because back at our old house, it would really, really echo. So I would get real loud. And she goes, quit being so loud. And I said, she told me to go to my room. And I said, well, my wife kicked me out of my house. And that's how that song started. My mom is a naturally loud person. She would scream down over the hill for people and whatnot and scream in the house. And she, if you didn't come, it was immediate. So she was extremely loud, and she wanted you there right now. So that's how that all came about, and wrote that song pretty quick, too. Came out in about 10 minutes. So it did.
True. Only the good ones do.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, I've tried to focus on a song that was longer and had to sit down there, and it never comes out right. I always hate it. So
you just go with the inspiration of the moment.
Yeah.
Cool stuff, Sean. Yeah. Hey, good to meet you guys. Zachary Revito as well. Wish you the best of luck. Keep in touch, and let's hear some more. Sean Hartman.
Thank you.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Stop it.
grew up on a crumbling road on the outskirts of town. On this land my daddy bought and settled down. I was raised up digging in the dirt in the hot summer sun. It's where I learned to speak my mind and how to shoot. Top 12 years old, I was spreading it out and telling it fine. Just a country boy by the grace of God, but the devil was close behind. If I could go back, well, I know I would. I'd stand on that spot where I once stood.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 37 years building garages, horse barns, utility and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The new BMW S1000R Roadster can be found at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. The S1000R's high-performance four-cylinder engine puts a smile on a rider's face at every twist of the throttle. Power is nothing without control, and the S1000R is fitted with Race ABC and automatic stability control, ensuring acceleration and deceleration figures at threshold levels. Check out the BMW S1000R at European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, Perry Highway in Wexford, and put the competitors in the rear mirror. Lenten specials are back at the Rock and Haven, the best fish you'll ever feast on. Two pieces of fresh cod, beer battered and done to perfection, served atop fresh homemade fries, and of course the homemade coleslaw and tartar. It is so good. Or try the shrimp Alfredo, out of this world. Rock and Haven, great food, good friends, and good brewskis, always at the Rock. Rock and Haven, your favorite go-to restaurant and bar. You'll be rocking big time.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment being presented by P&W Construction. and we're presented by European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh. And should mention as well, our first segment sponsor today, Meat Locker Recording Studios in Butler. We hear a lot of music here on this show from Meat Locker, and you hear the quality, and you too could get down and record as well. So we hope you'll support the Meat Locker Recording Studios of Butler, along with all of our sponsors tonight, the Rainbow Inn, European Motorcycles of Pittsburgh, and course, P&W Construction. Our thanks to Sean Hartman and Zachary Riviedo. Sean Hartman with his duo and some great sounding stuff there.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic stuff. So yeah. Somebody are probably going to be following here a little bit. See what comes next.
All right, sounds good. And great to have you folks listening here tonight and supporting local music. And don't forget, we have a big event that you can check out, a whole soundscape of local music. A two-day festival we call the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival that'll be coming up in July. Tickets are on sale now. And, of course, we have a little tour that is going to support or surround that called the Rock Done Right Tour that will kick off on April 30th down at the Strand Theater in Zillianople, partnering up with the Needs Hotel Band and Shady Lady Productions together to do a local music celebration.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. Kicking it off at the Strand Theater, like you said, it's going to be the Needs Hotel Band, the Shiners, and Noble Hops Band. So I get to be a part of a show, which is always cool.
Yeah.
And, we've got a follow-up date right now at the Big Butler Fair on July 4th, and, of course, the Band Jam, and then Corbry Woodstock, and we hope to add some more events along the way. So
very cool. So keep your eyes peeled and ears peeled, and go to the website, thebandjam.com, for more information on that event. You can buy your tickets right now. There's also a link there to the Cooper's Lake Campground, and you could actually reserve your own spot. The cool part of it is you get in on it now. You can pick your own spot if you'd like to stay out there. It's not mandatory. You can pop in and out. You can come one of the days, but we certainly hope that you would want to share in the experience, because that is the best part of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, at least on my behalf. I love staying out there and hanging for the weekend, because it's always nice, you know, the wee hours of the morning, you sit around a campfire and shoot the bull with some musicians.
Yeah, and the facilities are fantastic. You will want for nothing out there. I mean, they have nice, clean shower facilities, bathroom facilities, a camp store. We'll have vendors out there. You'll have everything you need. You can rough it or all the comforts of home. It's up to you. If you want to not shower the whole weekend and let that be part of your experience, have at it. But
true Woodstock experience.
There you go.
Me, I like to shower, but I've roughed it in a van, I've roughed it in a tent, and I've roughed it in Mr. Bojangles, the cruiser. So it's an experience no matter which way you want to handle it, but it's a fun weekend.
And the music is out of this world. Yes, top notch, second to none.
Absolutely. So looking forward to that, and it'll be coming up before you know it. So make your plans, circle the calendar, buy your tickets now, get in on the deal. The Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. Well, we're going to play a couple more tunes here tonight, and we're going to play. This is another one of the cuts from that Butler Music Project that we heard from a while back. And I really dig this song. It's called The Sounds from the Silence, and a band called Daily Grind. We'll spin that here.
All right, and we've featured this once before. I say we get it back on again. It's a great song, and that's Dan Boobian and his song Sniper.
In its prime, dressed in black, circa 79. A friend of hers is a friend of mine. I seem to get things off alright. Who'd you go to school with? Alright, she's a cool chick. Last week I had my feet on the beach. Want a drink? I could use the company. Chances you want a piece and dance to my kitchen, kill the lamps, book the random flight to France just to feel like we're the big time. This liquor in the freezer, yeah, probably about a liter. I drive to school, got some dirt on the shoes. If I may, let me play this one for you. Don't hide
there's a key to the lock, but the lock won't tell you no. New medicine, all in favor say amen. Rock and roll took it far out, so I gotta pull my heart out. Well, jet set to the rest of the best. Good luck holding on to the new entrance. The lock, but just dripping sounds from the silence. Get wet and watch it as they grow. Provided you forget about the cornerstones, don't hide it. Eat your heart out, bleeding from your nose. Got a key to the lock, but the lock won't tell you no. Yeah. My eyes.
nights are cold and dry, and I'm waiting for the time to say goodbye. Yeah, I'm waiting for the time to say goodbye. I'm just dying for the time to say goodbye.
Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios.
You know why we're Butler County's number one selling dealership across all makes and models, 3 years running?
We make buying cars all about you.
It's just that simple.
WLER, Butler, Cranberry.
This is the Rock Station, 97.7.
Open mind for a different view, Hey.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Station 97.7.
I get so lost.
So